When your faith is challenged, do not stumble in your faith. Do not give in to the temptation to take the easy way out. Do not yield to the workings of the devil, but stand firm in your faith with your brothers and sisters and fight the good fight of faith. When your faith is challenged, hold on to Jesus and remember what he told you. Remember that Jesus has given you the Holy Spirit precisely for the difficult times in your life. He has given you his Holy Spirit to build you up and strengthen you in your faith and to lead you into all truth, especially in danger and trial and persecution. Remember that Jesus has promised to deliver you out from among the unbelievers and infidels of this world and into your own land, the promised land, where all is peace and everything is perfect all the time. Remember that Jesus has promised to give you a new heart and a new spirit and a new life. And he has promised to lead you always by his word, to do his will, and in his holy ways. Remember Jesus and his promise when persecution comes your way. And also remember this. When you are hated because of your Christian faith, when you are intimidated or persecuted or anything else simply because you're a Christian, remember that the individual person or the people doing that to you are not your enemy. The devil is your enemy. The devil is the one who works all hatred. The devil is the one who works all intimidation. The devil is the source of all your persecution. The devil is your enemy. Your brothers and sisters, your fellow human beings are not. So no matter what, as Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself, even if your neighbor happens to be possessed and led by the devil. Jesus says, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Love your neighbors, no matter who they are, and fight the devil with every inch of your sanctified soul. Fight the good fight of faith, not with earthly weapons, but with the heavenly ones God gives you. Fight for your faith and for your Lord with love and blessing and doing good. Fight for God with prayer and with fasting. Fight for the saints with worship and devotion and works of love for the neighbors in your midst. Fight with the truth of the gospel in your soul and the truth of God's love in Christ Jesus in your heart and on your lips. Fight by loving your neighbor, by reading your Bible, and by making good and regular use of the word and the sacraments of our God as we meet as his holy church. And no matter what happens to you, Jesus says this: do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Do not fear ungodly men who mock your faith or deride your hope or threaten your life in Christ. Do not fear the devil, even though he prowls around like a roaring lion seeking just the right moment to devour you. Do not fear them. The only person you need to fear is the Lord your God, whom you are called to fear, love, and trust in above all else. And when you fear God like that, when you fear God by remembering Jesus' promises and fighting against the devil with the spiritual weapons that God gives you, when you fear God like that, nothing can ever and nothing will ever harm your eternal soul. Because Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus has ascended to the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Jesus has defeated death once and for all. And now, along with the whole church, we wait for the visible manifestation of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, even while we wait for Jesus' glorious return at the end of the age. While we wait, life will not always be easy. Just last Sunday, we heard Jesus say, "In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus has overcome all our enemies. Jesus has overcome all the enemies of his holy church. Jesus has overcome all those whose hearts are filled with hatred, whose goal is our persecution, and whose God is really no God at all. Jesus has overcome death, the grave, and hell. Jesus has overcome Satan himself. Jesus has overcome them all by his life, by his death, by his resurrection, and by his ascension to the right hand of the Father. Because of Jesus' triumph, they cannot steal your joy, because they cannot steal our Jesus. Because of Jesus' triumph, they cannot take your life, because they cannot take your Jesus. Because Jesus lives, and because Jesus prays for us without ceasing, they cannot destroy our faith in the promises of God, because they cannot destroy our Jesus, who makes and keeps the promises God makes. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever, not here, not anywhere else. And when Jesus comes again, all our trials and tribulations will cease. All our enemies, every last one of them, will be cast into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and all his evil angels. And we will dwell in the new Jerusalem, come down out of heaven, filled with the glory of God. We will be God's people, and he will be our God. We will live forever with all the saints, with all the angels, and with Christ himself in the blessed peace of everlasting life and in the perfect light of heaven above. So whether you face persecution today or not, and whether you have tribulation today or not, we pray for ourselves and for all our brothers and sisters in the faith who do face persecution every day. We pray, Lord, keep us steadfast in the faith, and come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.